What a privilege it is for me to welcome each of you families to these holy and consecrated grounds. These holy grounds originally consecrated as the seminary grounds for the Diocese of Steubenville. And the grace is still here for you, planted by Mary, the star of the new evangelization. Speaking of grace, let us review the apostolate's 4 points. After all, being the bus driver, I might ask one of you what one of these points are before you can get on St. Helena's Express over there, that blue bus. Okay, here goes. What's the first point? Thank you. I heard it. What is it again?
Sin.
Thank you. Sin is the cause of all unhappiness. And what is the second point? Grace. Grace won by whom? Jesus Christ, you bet. And the third is?
Holiness.
Holiness of life and prayer. And the fourth point is?
Consecration
of our families to Jesus through Mary. That was great. A good review for all of you alumni families of the key points of the Fatima message. And that was also a nice little kickoff for all of you new families, and we have a wonderful percentage of new families this year, almost 20%. So if you're a new family out there, will you please raise your hand? Let's look around. Let's give them an applause. We welcome you. Thank you for making the sacrifice to come here with us. We certainly appreciate having you here. Well, it's good to have you here, and we want to bring you up to date as to what we have been doing since last year. Last year, we asked ourselves this question. Imagine where we would be today if the Conacher family hadn't remained in Fatima for 2 years, where they learned the Fatima message. It's pretty safe to conclude that we would not be here on these holy grounds. Imagine where we would be today if the Conacher family hadn't learned to believe the Fatima message, hadn't returned to the United States of America to live, and hadn't the courage to spread the Fatima message of our dear Blessed Mother by founding the Apostolate for Family Consecration, a mission conceived in Fatima, born in America. Not just born in America, but now also built in America, represented by the Holy Family of Fatima prayer site that you passed as you entered onto these holy grounds. A Mariologist, while being interviewed last year, shared that the 100th anniversary of Fatima is not the end. For us, it is just the beginning. He continued, "It especially becomes a new beginning for us when we respond to Jesus and our Blessed Mother's requests for First Saturdays." Remember, along with that request for First Saturday, she gave us a very strong promise to be with us at the hour of our death with all the graces necessary for salvation. What was that second point again?
Grace.
Grace won by Jesus Christ. That is the key. Without that, we wouldn't have any hope, would we? That's the key to our salvation. That's the key to our life beyond this life. And I'm really anxious and looking forward to hearing from those of you who were here with us last year and how that grace was multiplied in your life and how your pastors responded to your request to start the Fatima First Saturdays devotions in your parish. Please make a point to share with us what has happened. We would love to know that information. It's never too late, because Fatima is an ongoing request to hasten the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary in order to save souls. Thus, another reason for her being called Mary, the star of the new evangelization. Blessed Pope Paul VI, who will be canonized this year, was the first pope to visit Fatima Shrine, and he did it on May 13th in 1967 in a celebration of the 50th anniversary of the apparitions and the consecration of the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. That was the 25th anniversary of that consecration. On that date, he also issued an apostolic exhortation. Some of you will remember, probably. Signum Magnum, the great sign, urging all members of the church to renew personally their consecration to the Immaculate Heart of the Mother of the Church. In 1964, when Blessed Pope Paul VI renewed the consecration of the world to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, he sent a golden rose to Fatima as a sign of his devotion. There's a lot hooked up with the tradition of the golden rose, but it's a very significant tribute when a pope sends a golden rose. In this case, Pope Paul VI did it and sent it to Fatima. Learning, living, and spreading the message of Fatima. It is a gift. It is a privilege, shares Sister Angela de Fatima. As a little girl growing up in the 70s, she would pray at the tombs of Jacinta and Francesco Marto, the two visionaries of Fatima. She recalls as a child gazing upon the statue of Our Lady of Fatima at the Cova da Iria, and knowing she wanted to give herself totally to God. What is that fourth point? Consecration. Giving ourselves totally to God. She had another calling in her heart as well, to become a medical doctor. She graduated with her medical degree in 1995. And that same year, she was accepted into the Congregation of the Alliance of Holy Mary, a religious order whose mission was to cooperate in the new evangelization through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, especially by spreading the message of Fatima. For years, Sister Angela practiced medicine, even taking care of some of the Marian fathers in Portugal who celebrated daily mass for her community. On June 25th, in 2009, Sister Angela received an unexpected invitation. She was nominated to become the postulator for the cause of canonization of then Blessed Jacinta and Francesco Marto. This grace was truly, she said, a gift and a unique privilege to verify that a healing is scientifically inexplicable and can be attributed solely to the intercession of the little Fatima visionaries. She shares, "When I received this invitation, my first reaction was a sense that I was receiving a mission that was bigger than my strength and capabilities. I was scared. I asked the Lord in my heart, 'Do you know what you are asking of me?' So I went to pray, and in my heart and soul echoed the words of Jesus, 'My grace is enough for you.'" On March 3rd, 2013, in Brazil, a five-year-old boy, Lucas Baptista, fell out of a window from a height of 20 feet while playing with his sister. He landed straight on his head. After surgery, the doctors told his parents that Lucas had no chance of survival, and if he did survive, it would be a miracle for sure, and he then would be in a permanent non-responsive state. His parents and a convent of Carmelite nuns turned to the Blessed Jacinta and Francesco Marto for their intercession. 6 days later, Lucas woke up, began to speak. Since that time, Lucas has been completely well and has absolutely no lingering effects from that accident. And then on March 23rd, 2017, the Vatican promulgated their decree approving the miracle. Sister Angela said, "That was the moment for me to pray my Magnificat." Sister Angela continues to practice medicine to this day, has consented to be the vice postulator for the cause of beatification for the third and final Fatima visionary, Sister Lucia de Jesus dos Santos. As we heard from the Mariologist, Fatima's message has not ended. Fatima's message is just beginning in you. And through you, it will continue to be beginning in others. recalling the scripture, second letter of Peter. But do not ignore this one fact, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. It is still today for the Fatima message. The challenge, while you are here on this Holy Family Fest and while visiting the Holy Family of Fatima prayer site, remember, you are on life's journey. Sharing the message of God's great love is both a gift and a privilege. Pray for the Holy Family to help you become fruitful evangelists. Pray that you can begin within your own family. And then, following the example of Mary, star of the new evangelization, carry the light of Christ into the world.